This is Andy S. You're listening to Just My Thoughts, and when I'm not tuned into the whole improv world and the mystical lands we travel to, I love listening to it.
Hey yo, hey yo, hey yo, personally I think I'm underrated if nothing else. Hey, hey yo, personally I think I'm underrated if nothing else. Hey yo, personally I think I'm underrated. Hey yo, personally I think I'm underrated if nothing else.
Every white person in this room who would be happy to be treated as this society in general treats our citizens, our black citizens, if you as a white person would be happy to receive the same treatment that our black citizens do in this society, please stand. You didn't understand the directions. If you white folks want to be treated the way blacks are in this society, stand. Nobody's standing here. That says very plainly that you know what's happening. You know you don't want it for you. I want to know why you're so willing to accept it or to allow it to happen for others.
All lives matter. Of course they do. But as most things, the devil is in the details. The mere fact that all lives matter has to be stated is an epic fail. Shit, all agree quite vehemently that love will prevail. But do we know how love works, saying things like love hurts, like we are warning you not to touch the third rail? All lives matter is a reminder of how much the truth hurts, but it is also a reminder that that's not how love works. Especially when my people's blood spills in the dirt, and all lives matter is it sung in concert. Unless, of course, when there's a shock, when the life of a white cop finally inspires the public to verbalize that the killing should stop. All lives matter is just chit-chatter to poor people of color stuck in holes with no ladder. Teardrops go pitter-patter while guns go click-clatter. Population control makes rich pockets fatter. All lives matter should never be followed by a question mark. Or thrown in fear trying to hurt you on the sly like poison on the tip of a dart. Shit, where's your heart when the children of the ghetto fall victim to the metal? If you know heaven isn't segregated by color, why settle? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little, people of all shades of brown. Hello. We're talking All Lives Sort of Matter, which is a play on the All Lives Matter movement, or hashtag at least, which was a response to the Black Lives Matter campaign, as the mere fact that someone decided that they should respond if people are getting killed in the streets, which it's not even if. People are getting killed in the streets. Poor people of color are getting murdered by the so-called protectors of the people. However, interestingly enough, the people that are getting killed cannot generate any empathy from any people who don't look like them. This has me scratching my head on many things. I mean, I understand how fear works and why there is a great slice of white America who simply does not have any empathy for what is going on to poor people of color in this country. Now, before we get started, there is a lot of subject matter or material to cover on this podcast. I don't want to come off preachy, and I certainly don't want to tell anybody what to do. And you will certainly not, after hearing one podcast, just go out if you are indeed one of those people in that slice of Americana who does not have empathy for whether it be people of color, women, or anyone else on this planet. You are who you are. What I am going to be suggesting is why it is in your best interest to at least try. We'll be right back after this. Now, you might be wondering why I would decide to play a jazz song so complicated in the midst of this podcast. Well, it's simple. Without the contributions of my people, there would be no freaking jazz music. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little, people of all colors and all shades of brown, welcome back. I am the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, aka Graffiti Blue. We are talking all lives sort of matter. And the best way to do that, to me, is to give a salute to the fallen, you see. Police killed more than 100 unarmed black people in 2015. It is the summertime right now in 2016, and we are in the middle of the summer, and it is no surprise why some of the images we see on TV are as horrific as we would imagine. But just so that you guys at home knows the stats, unarmed black people were killed by police at 5 times the rate of unarmed whites in 2015. So here on this show, just so that we can try to have a bit more empathy for these folks, let's put some names by these people's actual lives so they won't remain nameless. Bear with us. Keith Childress.
Betty Jones.
Kevin Matthews.
Leroy Browning.
Roy Nelson.
Miguel Espinal.
Pickett.
Tiara Thomas.
Cornelius Brown.
Chandra Weaver.
Jamal Clark.
Richard Perkins.
Stephen Tucson.
Michael Lee Marshall.
Alonzo Smith.
Yvis Sade.
Anthony Ashford.
Lamontez Jones.
Rashawn Cole.
Patterson Brown.
Christopher Kimball.
Junior Prosper.
Keith McLeod.
Wayne Wheeler.
India Kager.
Tyree Crawford.
James Carney.
Felix Kumi.
Wendell Hall.
Ashaan Manley.
Christian Taylor.
Troy Robinson.
Brian Day.
Michael Sabey.
Billy Ray Davis.
Samuel Dubois.
Darius Stewart.
Albert Davis.
Sandra Bland.
Salvador Ellswood.
George Mann.
Jonathan Sanders.
Vito La Rosa.
Kevin Judson.
Spencer McCain.
Kevin Bajot.
Zamil Crawford.
Jermaine Benjamin.
Chris Jackson.
Alan Gray.
Ross Anthony.
Richard Gregory.
Marcus Clark.
Lorenzo Hayes.
Lorenzo Hayes.
D'Angelo Selworth.
DeJean Graham.
Brandon Glenn. Reginald Moore.
Reginald Moore.
Noel Larche.
La Roche.
Jason Champion.
Bryant Overstreet.
Terrence Kellum.
David Felix.
LaShonda Ruth.
Gregory Duckwall.
Terry Lee Chapman.
William Chapman.
Samuel Harrell.
Freddie Gray. Brian Acton.
Norman Cooper.
Frank Shepard.
Darryl Brown.
Donald Dante.
Walter Scott.
Philip White.
Eric Harris.
Jason Moland.
Dominic Wise.
Denzel Brown.
Nicholas Thomas.
Ascari Roberts.
Brandon Jones.
Anthony Hill.
Terrence Maxley.
Vincent.
Bernard
Machias.
Moore.
Charlie Ledeau.
Tony Robinson.
Dontre Dorsey.
Daryl Gatewood.
Calvin Reed.
Thomas Allen.
Natasha McKenna.
Terry Price.
Alvin Haynes, Andre Lerone Murphy,
Jeremy Letts,
Leslie Sapp,
Tiano Metten, Brian Pickett. On behalf of Culture Zine Media, Blog Talk Radio, GBLEU.com, and all of our affiliates and sponsors, I would personally send condolences to you and your family and apologize for the ridiculous, unempathetic nature of human beings on this planet today.
You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Graffiti Blue on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture lives.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B. Get into the groove, guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words with Daniel A. Nelson. The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little, welcome back. I'm the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue. And tonight we're talking about All Lives Matter. Well, the title of the show is All Lives Sort of Matter, because we all know what time it is. Everyone within the sound of my voice out in Radio Land know that the scales are not even. We know that they're lopsided. We know that the races are not equally yoked, even though we know that there is really no difference between us outside of the culture and a few DNA. Actually, we look exactly identical on a DNA strand, but as far as skin color, hair, and things like that, the what we look like on a DNA chain is pretty near identical. There is nothing that one race can do that the other cannot do as far as mind, body, and soul. The differences are strictly cultural and some kind of an oppression of sorts, locking your mind. It's no different than a horse. You can tie a horse to a chair, and in the horse's mind, that horse will not leave that chair. It does not know that it is a strong 800 plus pound beast that could drag this chair with no effort at all, or could just run free in the wilderness and do what as it pleases. But you can be caged with your mind. So outside of the shackles that one group that is oppressing looks to have over the other group that it is that is the oppressed, there are no differences. We see it in popular culture every day. We have seen a black president, which in reality is a half black, half white president, take the office. We have seen a half black, half Asian man in Tiger Woods win the Masters and be probably one of the most successful golfers of his day. We have seen a 7 foot plus center in the NBA by the name of Yao Ming. I watched the game where a very Asian Jeremy Lin crossed over Kobe Bryant. We have seen a white rapper be quite arguably one of the best rappers of all time. I know he is in my top 5 of all time. And example of example of example of example keep happening to show that really outside of the physical or visible differences, we can pretty much do anything. Black baseball players. I believe there was at least one black hockey player. I forget his name. But you understand my point. So all lives sort of matter. I don't really want to be the guy saying, okay, this is the problem and this is what we need to do to fix it. Because I really believe that the problem itself is a very layered problem. It is something that mankind has been dealing with since its inception. We really have a lot of fear over things we do not understand. But I want you guys, within the sound of my voice, to understand that somebody stands to gain something by keeping us divided. I've said it on this podcast many times before, and I'll say it again until the feds come get me. There is no way for a minority to rule a majority unless they keep you separated. Okay? The reason why the rich could send poor people overseas to a foreign land and give their life up to protect the same properties and things of that nature of the rich. Why would a poor person do that? Why would a poor person do that? Why would you leave your very humble home and go into the bushes of a foreign land and fight someone whom you've never met and give up your life for the property of a rich person who probably does not give a flying filth about what you are doing? What would make someone do that? And it's propaganda, to be totally honest with you. No one would do that unless they were propagated to do so, because it defies all logic when you really think it through to conclusion. Okay? Now, outside of empathy, there's a few other things I want to talk about, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I really think a big part of the lack of empathy is because we underestimate darkness. All of the great villains, or people who we perceive as villains, were greatly slept on. I mean, Osama bin Laden was interviewed by some of our greatest media personalities, and he was telling them bold face before 9/11, hey, I really don't like you freaking Americans. I'm going to come over there and kill all you infidels. And the Americans were like, oh yeah? You and what army? It was Al-Qaeda. How you like me now? After dealing with Al-Qaeda, Barack Obama gets in office and really is like, hey, I kind of got in office with the promise that I would pull our troops out of Iraq. I got to do that. Then, just like how we kind of turned a blind eye to the Cold War and created Al-Qaeda, we turned a blind eye to Syria and all of a sudden the surrounding areas, and all of a sudden we have the issue of ISIS. We are the architects of our own demise. Why am I talking about these people? Because they are brown people too. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. I've been around the world, and a lot of the faces that I have seen are a shade of brown. Whether you're from the Middle East, whether you're from Haiti, whether you're from Jamaica, whether you're from St. Thomas, St. Croix, St. Martin, the Bahamas. Even when I was in Salerno, Italy, at this time last year, yes, there are my Caucasian brothers and sisters that are around on the planet without question. But I see a lot more of shades of brown. So what you see on the television, of when you could watch a show like Friends and they have seven friends in the middle of New York City and none of them are anything but white. I mean, there are no Asians. I mean, you don't have to be Wesley Snipes to raise my eyebrow on the show. There are a lot of you out there that might not necessarily have a friend in the stash as dark as me, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But there are many other colors or shades of brown on the planet. So when you see shows like Seinfeld, and they're shooting in New York, the biggest melting pot in the world, and there's not even a black extra, or at least not a lot of them. Where are my Indian people? There's nowhere to be found, and they propagate this. So every time they propagate this, when you finally see someone of color getting shot in cold blood by the police, which are, as a matter of fact, always glorified in movies and things of that nature, it is very easy when you think about it as to why people have such a lack of empathy for the people that don't look like them. But it even gets deeper, because there is a section of America that underestimates darkness. And all the great villains were slept on, like I said before. And we could throw Adolf Hitler in the mix too. He got into power and a lot of people turned a blind eye when he was getting ready to make his push to take over the whole world. And we all know that story. And the beginning of it all, America did not want to get involved. Okay? Now, for those of us who sleep on how wicked wicked can get, we do so at our own peril. Now, let's break this down to an even more basic level, okay? You don't necessarily have to have a leader such as the leader of ISIS, the leader of Al-Qaeda, a Osama bin Laden, or a Adolf Hitler to know that evil exists or an evil organization exists. Or, you know what I mean? Evil is everywhere and it will always be everywhere. And a good way so that you can monitor what these people are doing is to give a damn about your poor people. Pay attention to the poor, and that is a great way to preserve your way of life, because the 1% and the people with money will always disenfranchise the people without. So it is in your best interest, especially white America, to just keep your eyes on where your country, your government, or your neighbors are. Where are they spending their money, and what is important to them, and how they treat their poor? If you see your country is saying, we're all about freedom, yet they spend all of their resources on military, somebody's freaking lying. Because you're talking about freedom and peace out the left side of your mouth, but outside the right side, you are spending money on war machines. You can't have it both ways. And no, if everybody had a gun with a bullet in the chamber walking around the planet, I do not feel that this would make America safer. If nobody had a gun and everybody had to freaking fight, and none of us would fight, because nobody wants to get in a one-on-one fight, well, at least not hardly, anymore. With the threat of just getting your ass whooped, a lot of people just won't do it. Bottom line, empires rise and fall all the time, and don't think that America isn't about due. But the reason why I say pay attention to the poor is because you've seen it before, ladies and gentlemen. You've seen it before. You've seen it before. You want me to give you some examples? Here goes. Back in the day when I'm going to Andrew Jackson High School or even or Thomas Edison High School, somewhere around 86, 87, 88, right? Cats was bringing guns to school all the fucking time. I mean, there was always somebody in school with a pistol. After I graduated, and for all of you children of the 90s out there that grew up in the ghetto, they started having metal detectors. Now, I wasn't raised in suburbia, but I really doubt that there was a lot of, metal detectors in those white suburb areas. They were definitely in the hood, and I can only speak for what I knew growing up. Andrew Jackson High School in Queens and Thomas Edison High School in Queens, Jamaica High School in Queens. I mean, there was definitely some cats carrying, and I remember because of that they started putting metal detectors in the schools right at graduation and shortly thereafter. Okay? Now, paying attention to the poor is a great way to preserve your way of life. If people were looking at the problem of guns in the ghetto, do we have Columbine? Do we have these other kids shooting these schools up? You could argue yes, you could argue no. But regardless of your side of the argument, white America could have been a bit more prepared that this was a possibility, and we don't have to be all on CNN, Fox, and MSNBC like, oh my God, how could this happen? Okay? We could take it a step further and look at the AIDS epidemic in this country. For all of you, it wasn't that long ago that AIDS came through and grabbed this country and this world by storm, okay? And for those of you old enough to remember this was a problem and it was subjugated. Like, okay, well, that only happens to homosexuals and happens to IV drug users who use dirty needles. That is the stuff that was being propagated and said, if you do not remember. And people lacked what, right? People had a lack of empathy for those people. Like, oh, well, I'm a heterosexual male or female, and I don't use drugs, so HIV can't happen to me. And we all know that was a damn lie. Big time. We can take it a step further. Remember the crack epidemic? Remember the methamphetamine epidemic, which is pretty much still going on? And heroin, for some reason, is making a big comeback. I never did heroin, or I never really hung out with the guys that did, but my ear is always to the street. And for some reason, people are doing smack again now. Who knows why? But I remember when crack was just a problem in the hood, or when these drugs was just a problem in the hood. Everybody was just like, oh, the war on drugs. We're going to make money by putting the people of color inside prisons. Okay? And they were spending their money on prisons, which basically meant that if you're spending money on prisons and you're not spending money on rehabilitation, then you are making a profit over keeping people of color in the prison. And so I digress and go right back to the original statement, which is, besides lack of empathy, which is, wow, you really have to pay attention to what goes on in the hood, and you have to not underestimate evil. So if somebody would just lock up an entire culture just for a profit. That is insanely insane, especially when this planet has so much abundance for now that no one has to be suffering for anything. But that's another topic. Earlier, I was talking about empires rise and fall all the time. And we will dig into that a little bit deeper right after this.
By the speaker, suddenly I had this fever, wasn't me or either some of madness, cause I just can't stand around, so I get closer and the closer I get, the better it sound. My mind starts to activate, bombs collaborate, cause when I heard the beat I just had to make something from the top of my head, so I fell into the groove of the wax and I said, how could I move the crowd? First of all, ain't no mistakes allowed, here's the instructions, put it together, it's simple ain't it? But quite clever. Some of you been trying to write rhymes for years, but we got dares, irritate my ears. Is this the best that you can make? Cause if not, and you got more, I'll wait. But don't make me wait too long, cause I'ma move on the dance floor when they put something smooth on. So turn up the bass, it's better when it's loud, cause I like to move the crowd.
Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd. Move the crowd.
Measure me with the heat that's made by solar. It gets stronger every time I hold a microphone. Check the tone and get started. The line for the microphone is departed. So leave it up to me. My DJ is mixing. Everyone is moving or eager to listen. Your hands in the air, your mouth shut. Cause I'm on the mic and Eric B is on the cut. For those that know me, indeed I like the flow. Especially when the music's going slow. It gives me a chance to let everybody know. It's time to bust out the Rock Kemp Show. I'm the intelligent wise. On the mic, I will rise right in front of your eyes, cause I am a surprise. So I'ma let my knowledge be born to a perfection. All praise is due to Allah, and that's a blessing. But knowledge itself, there's nothing I can't solve. At 360 degrees, I revolve. This is actual fact, it's not an act, it's been proven indeed. And I proceed to make the crowd keep moving.
Move, move, move the crowd. Move, 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 move the crowd. 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 Move the crowd.
Now there's some people out there that might say, Graffiti, why would you play Eric B and Rock Kim on this podcast? My thing is, why not? Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little people of all colors, man, you're all beautiful, and we gotta get it together. What I did not want to do on this show was try to speak out of anger. I did not want to just ramble on about a whole bunch of random facts or get distracted by what I thought was the solution, when in reality, I think a big part of the problem is it needs to be dissected, and we really need to get down to why we do not have empathy when these sort of things happen. Just the mere fact that a young man could get killed in the street and people become outraged because it has happened all too often, only to turn around and have another group of people say, well, why are you angry? Even though the evidence is indisputable. We have an empathy problem, if anything else. And that's why I wanted to keep the focus there, because there's so many ways we can get distracted. I really wanted to just keep it simple. All lives sort of matter, and talk about empathy. Now, empires rise and fall all the time. Not because another empire took over, but because they corroded from within. Watch where an empire invests its resources, like I spoke earlier. Watch how it treats its outcasted citizens. What happens to brown people, poor people, or gay people typically happens to everyone else at some point. So to ignore your disenfranchised out there is really not in your best interest, because what happens to them is a pretty good indication of what will probably happen to you. We can't escape the cycle of how things are. That's just the way it is. I will, in one of the earliest podcast episodes, I made mention of this, and a lot of you have seen this, and there is a video out there that went well viral for a long time now. It's common knowledge, and you see these children in a classroom setting, and they put two dolls in front of them. And then they asked these children, all of them look like this, somewhere in between the ages of 5 and 10. And they asked these children, which doll is prettier? And across the board, regardless of the race of the child, across the board, unanimously, all children of all colors thought that the white child, the white baby doll, was more appealing, attractive, prettier, whatever, than the doll that was black or darker skinned or darker toned. Now, this is very interesting, because even in black children was saying, hey, the white doll is a prettier doll. And how we form our opinions about what a people is or what their worth is really starts extremely early on how we view these things. Remember, these children were in between 5 and 10 years old, and they already had an opinion on beauty that early. And not only did they have an opinion on this beauty, but this opinion did not reflect their families, especially the children of color. This choice was a bit more of a reflection on the images that they see. Ah, now I'm starting to paint a picture for you where you start to understand where they are programming us, ladies and gentlemen. We all know that a man's or woman's skin color does not dictate or hold counsel on how smart they are, how strong they are, how spiritual they are, or how much of an idiot they may be. It does not matter. You have smart, athletic, and
insanely stupid in all statistical categories of each race. This is a fact. But the question still remains. We all know what the problem is, and I could sit here and waste a lot of time outlining a million and one problems and not necessarily coming up with a solution. So what I want to do is to challenge you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, everybody within the sound of my voice. Black Lives Matter, man. And for those people who would choose to yell "All Lives Matter" back at me, that's your right. It would piss a lot of black people off. But, hey, man, you say what you want to say. But I want to issue a challenge to all of you.
To start using empathy more effectively, consider the following.
Put aside your viewpoint and try to see things from the other person's point of view. Now, this might be extremely difficult because a lot of people can't not see things from their point of view. A lot of people are really, to be honest with you, stuck inside their own little bubble and are only concerned with what concerns them. They do not see very much out of themselves, but I issue you this challenge and try, just freaking try.
Validate the other person's perspective.
Now, this might be extremely difficult because a lot of people don't want to validate anything. They seek validation, but they don't want to validate anything. And I say that in the confines of this. Every time you have something happen, like a mass shooting, a terrorist attack, or whatever, what are people quick to say? People are quick to say, oh, he's crazy. Oh, we have no time for all of these crazy people. In their minds, they do not want to deal with the consequences on the possibility that they have very well may have made that person quote unquote crazy, or their government has birthed these people who are so-called quote unquote crazy. Actually, it's not a good idea to call anybody crazy outright because it's extremely dismissive. It is really saying that that person is just out of their mind and that their feelings or what they're going through or whatever their situation or experience is, it does not matter. Okay, now you put a poor person and you oppress them and you put them in a desperate situation, you would be surprised at what they would do. So the next time, or if at any time you saw any terrorist attack and you called them crazy, a better question would be, so that you can validate the other person's perspective, is to say, what would make this person get inside a commercial airliner, hijack it, and crash it inside a building? What would make them do that? Is it just crazy? Or is something else at play here? Does this person feel desperate, like they have no other choice? The next time you see the brothers looting on television, or maybe LA is on fire, I don't wish it on anybody, or hell, maybe the brothers got tired of setting fire to the ghetto and they burned Beverly Hills down, before you sit there and say, oh wow, Rodeo Drive is on fire. Oh, the humanity. Oh, what could drive these crazy people to such crazy lengths? They're just crazy. There is no reason. Before you start talking like that, you may want to ask yourself one thing. This black people dying thing has been going on for quite a while. Is it really far-fetched that anybody oppressed long enough isn't subject to flip out? I'm just saying.
What is the power that's running? I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. Been feeling this way since I was 16. Came to my senses. You never liked this anyway. Fuck your friendship, I meant it. I'm African American. I'm African. I'm black as the moon. Heritage of a small village. Part of my residence. Came from the bottom of mankind. My hair is nappy. My dick is big. My nose is round and wide. You hate me, don't you? You hate my people. Your plan is to terminate my culture. You're fucking evil. I want you to recognize that I'm a proud monkey. You vandalized my perception, but can't take down from it. And this is more than confession. I mean, I might press the button just so you know my discretion. I'm guarding my feelings. I know that you feel it. You sabotage my community, making a killing. You made me a killer. Emancipation of a real nigga.
I saw them treat me like a slave, can be black. Boy, we feel money for pain, can be black. I'm an asset, they put me in a chain, can be black. I'm a chain now, me gold chain full of rocks. And you know, see the whip, left side, can be back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. All them are super doomed from the start, can be black. But remember this, heavy rain start from the black. Just remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. Once I finish this, witnesses will convey just what I mean. I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutionalized manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you? I know you hate me just as much as you hate yourself. Jealous of my wisdom and cards I dealt. Watching me as I pull up, fill up my tank, then peel out. Muscle cars like pull-ups, show you what these big wheels about. Black is successful, this black man meant to be special. Cat scans on my radar, bitch, how can I help you? How can I tell you I'm making a killing? You made me a killer, emancipation of a real nigga.
I saw them shit like a slave, can be black. Boy, you feel my leap of pain, can be black. I'm an asset. Chain, can be black. I'm a chain now. Me gold chain full of rocks. And you know, see the whip. Left side, can be back. But now we have a big whip back from the black. All them are super doomed from the start. Can be black. But remember this, heavy rain start from the black. Just remember that.
I'm the biggest hypocrite in 2015. When I finish this, if you listen, then sure you will agree. This plot is bigger than me. It's generational hatred. It's cynicism. It's grimy little justification. I'm African American. I'm African. I'm black as the heart of a fucking Aryan. I'm black as the name of Tyrone and Darius. Excuse my French, but fuck you, no fuck y'all. That's as blunt as it gets. I know you hate me, don't you? You hate my people, I can tell cause it's threats when I see you. I can tell cause your waist is evil. No, I can tell because you in love with the Desert Eagle. Thinking maliciously, he get a chain, then you gon' bleed him. It's funny how Zulu and Thosa might go to war. Two tribal armies that wanna build and destroy. Remind me of these Compton Crip gangs that live next door. Beefing with Pyrus, only death settled the score. So no matter how much I say I like to preach with the Panthers, or tell Georgia State Marcus Garvey got all the answers, or try to celebrate February like it's my B-Day, or eat watermelon chicken and Kool-Aid on weekdays, or jump high enough to get Michael Jordan endorsements, or watch BET cause urban support is important. So why did I weep when Trayvon Martin was in the street, when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me? Hypocrite.
Hey guys, guys, what's up? It's Lacey Kay. I'm a recording artist, actress, dancer, model, and entrepreneur. You can check more of my music out at www.lacikayofficial.com. And right now on the E! Waters Show, you will exclusively hear my songs Running Free, On My Own, and Rejected. If you want me to be booked for any of your weddings or events, go to my website under Contact and get a 10% off discount by mentioning this ad. Well, that's me. Thanks, guys. I'm Lacey Kay, signing out.
Success Stories, Insights by African American Men, a new book by Reginald Grant, now available on Amazon.com. Cross-generational stories by black men about survival and success in America. Success Stories, Insights by African American Men, a new book by Reginald Grant, available on afamilyofauthors.com or Amazon.com. Success Stories, Insights.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, big children and little, brown people of all shades, Caucasian folks, and everyone in between that. You are listening to Just My Thoughts. I am the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue, and I could be your favorite poet. Or I could not. Side note, thank you, all of you people out there, for supporting the relaunch of gbleu.com, of gblue.com. Yes, we relaunched the website, and it has been incredibly successful. Thank you for all the people who have went to the website and participated in one of the many things to do on the website. If you haven't done so yet, just go to gbleu.com and look around. There's a little follow button that will appear right at the bottom of your screen. Hit the follow button and you will always be updated to when the new podcast is, when's the next time I will do a show, or some of my affiliates may do a show. Front and foremost, Three the Hard Way, or any artist that I just happen to be enamored with, respect, or love, and there are quite a few of them. You can watch videos, you can read newsletters, you can listen to new music first, just as long as you hit the little follow button on the bottom and subscribe to the website. Very cool. Thank you for everyone who helped me put it together. And we are at the end of another show, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, we are at the end. And I want to end on not so much of an angry note, but more of a peaceful note. One of the most important life lessons I have ever learned was how to shut up and listen. Just shut up and listen. Just shut the fuck up and listen. When people are telling you that they're in pain, they're not lying. Now, could they be exaggerating? Absolutely. Could they be putting a little mustard on a hot dog to try to get attention? Without question. But people aren't just, well, most people aren't just making pain up. If a person is telling you they are oppressed, listen. If people are telling you they are feeling unequal, listen. If people are saying that the system is set up unfair, listen. Just listen to them. When people are seeing their brothers and sisters die in the street off of the hands of police, and they only see their people die and not other people die, and those people want to stand up for their people, and they say, Black Lives Matter, don't reply by saying, All Lives Matter. Of course, all lives matter. But don't marginalize people by not having empathy. Lastly, I'll put it like this in terms you may understand. If women were getting gunned down in the street, yes, ladies, I'm talking to you. If ladies were getting gunned down in the street,
and someone spoke for the ladies, be it social media or big media, CNN, whatever, and a woman was tired of the atrocities that were happening to women, and a woman said, women's lives matter. And a man stood up and said, all lives matter. I think that man would probably be stoned to death. Oh, you understand now. When you say all lives matter, when somebody says black lives matter, it's kind of like you're saying all lives sort of matter, because you certainly were not yelling all lives matter when just the brothers were dying or when nobody was shouting black lives matter, now were you? Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, black people, brown people, Caucasian people, Asian people, Indian people, Jamaican people, Haitian people, Italiano people. Take care of yourself.
I'm with this
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
It's a solo live.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo slide.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Give a fuck about your complexion, I know what the germ has done. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if men are listening, cover your ears, he about to mention
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing. It all feels the same.
It's a solo vibe.
Dark is the midnight hour, how bright is the morning sun. Brown skinned and bunch of blue eyes. Tell me your mama can't run. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if men are listening, I got the world attention. So I'ma say something that's vital and critical for survival of mankind. The feline color should never rival. Beauty is what you make it. I used to be so mistaken by different shades and faces. Then Wick told me, your woman is woman, love the creation. It all came from God, then you was my confirmation. I came to where you reside and looked around and see more sights for sore eyes. Let the will Lynch theory reverse a million times with
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
It's a solo vibe.
Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo vibe.
Young George Lucas. Light don't mean you smart. Being dark don't make you stupid. A frame of mind for them busters. Ain't talking woo-ha. Need a paradox for the paradox. They tutored like two tides. LL, you lose 2 times. If you don't see, you're beautiful and you're complexion. It ain't complex to put it in context. Find the air beneath the kite, that's a context. Yeah, baby, I'm conscious. Ain't no contest. If you like it, I love it. All your earth tones been blessed. Ain't no stress, jigaboos wanna be. I ain't talking J, mm-mm, I ain't talking B. I'm talking days we got school, watching movie screens. And spike your self-esteem, the new James Bond gonna be black as me. Black as brown hazelnut, cinnamon, black tea. And it's all beautiful to me. Call your brothers magnificent, call all the sisters queens. We all on the same team, blues and pyrus, no colors ain't a thing.
Barefoot babies with no care. Teenage gun told us that don't play fair. Should I get out the car? I don't see Compton. I see something much worse. The land of the landmines. The hell that's on earth.